And then you say done.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-oh, did I break it already?
Yes, you did. Which I would have done it sooner than so. Hello, good afternoon to you. This is Dr. Max Abrams coming to you live from the Great Park at StoryCorp headquarters in Irvine, California. And today, I'm here with Dr. Janet Woods.
Thank you for the introduction, Max. And actually, we are going to be having a conversation between Dr. Max Abrams and Dr. Janet Woods. As a matter of fact, we are husband and wife, and we are co-founders of The Art of Life. And I'm so excited that we're going to be able to share our story and our life for so many people.
So, Dr. Woods, please describe for the audience here how you started The Art of Life and became a Feng Shui Grandmaster.
Oh, that's quite a long story, but I'll try and make it short. The way that I got into Feng Shui was that I was working as a manager for Xerox, and I was looking for a way to make my, I want to say, employees more productive. And I was fortunate enough to find somebody that was willing to teach me this rare Chinese art. And I studied for several years with Lillian Bridges of the Lotus Institute. And from there, I went on to study with several other masters, such as Raymond Low, Lillian Tu, and a lot of other really great Chinese masters. And I've been practicing Feng Shui for about 20 years. And inside of the 20 years, I became not only a Feng Shui master, but when I hit my 20 years, I became a Grand Master in the art and science of Feng Shui. But enough about me. Max, I have a great question for you. Is it true that you have been an Orange County native all your life?
Yes.
Can you elaborate?
Yes, of course. So thank you, Dr. Janet. My family, I was raised, actually born in at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in the Valley. And my family moved down from the Valley in 1968 to Orange County, California. And we lived in a home in Orange County here, and I've been in Orange County ever since. Now, the interesting thing is, in 1968, we actually still had orange groves. In fact, we had orange groves just about everywhere you looked.
You've got to be kidding.
No, not at all. It was amazing. So on the way to school, we'd pick oranges and have orange fights and the usual thing that kids would do.
Oh my goodness. As a matter of fact, I do believe that you lived close to Jamboree Road.
Well, at the time, it was actually near Red Hill. So I actually lived near the giant hill of Red Hill in Dustin, literally.
Uh-huh. And I understand you also lived in Newport Beach.
Yes, after many years in the Tustin foothills and going to school locally there, we moved down to Corona Del Mar and went to school down there in Corona Del Mar and spent a lot of time down at the beach, to say the least.
Well, the reason I asked about Jamboree Road is because I understand that Jamboree Road is where the Boy Scouts actually originated from.
Yes, as far as I'm aware, that's where they held their Jamboree every single year.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Excellent, excellent. So, thank you, Dr. Janet. Now tell us, what sorts of things does the Art of Life provide or do in addition to Feng Shui?
Well, I can share with you that when I first started studying Feng Shui, I thought that that was all there was to it. And then I traveled to China, and I realized that a majority of the Feng Shui masters, they actually perform what we call the five arts. So they do Feng Shui. They do Chinese astrology. They also do healing work. And in addition to that, they also do what we call the mountain, which has to do with the self-recognition and the self-care, which is part of meditation. And so I came back from my trip in China and realized that the other feng shui people that were in my region needed to understand that our education was actually incomplete and that we needed to learn all these five arts to actually be a true, authentic feng shui master. And so in my consulting firm, we offer Chinese astrology, and we have something that we call a wealth and destiny calendar, which is something that most of our executive clients use on a regular basis. The calendar gives you your good days and your not so good days based on your individual birthday. We also provide meditation courses, and we also provide other opportunities for people to experience coaching using East-West methods as well. But I have a question for
fascinating.
You.
Fascinating. Fascinating. Absolutely incredible, Dr. Woods. Thank you so much.
So I want you to share with me some of the experiences you had growing up in Orange County.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dr. Woods. And again, that's very fascinating and exciting stuff that you do and bring to the world. You know, growing up as a youngster here in Orange County, it was a great deal of fun. We had a great deal of fun. In fact, again, while we're sitting here over on Irvine Boulevard, there was not a single house, and there was orange trees and bean fields and everything. South Coast Plaza was just being built. They had one or two big anchor stores at South Coast Plaza. The rest of the area, all surrounding it, was lima beans. What an interesting place. And again, right in my neighborhood, Dan Orange is... And orange groves just about everywhere you could see. Growing up, I went to school. Some of my favorite hobbies were collecting stamps and bugs, running around on Dubs Hill, hiding in the, going to the caves with my friends, riding our bikes up and down to Silverado Canyon, Black Star Canyon, Cook's Corners. And in addition, I used to love to play baseball. That was my number one sport. And I was a pitcher and a third baseman. And I played for several years for Ron Tarbell of Tarbell Realtors.
I didn't know that you played baseball.
Absolutely. My favorite sport and favorite pastime.
How long did you play baseball?
Oh, from the time I was about 8 years old all the way till I was 15 or so, and 16, and then went into high school.
Why did you stop playing when you went into high school?
Of all the reasons you could think of, this one you'll never guess. They wanted me to cut my hair.
Oh my gosh, how long was your hair?
It was fairly long. Oh. It was the 70s after all.
Uh-huh. And so they said you have to cut your hair, and you decided baseball wasn't that important?
I argued the fact that the tennis people and the track people all got to wear hair, so why couldn't I wear hair? They just wouldn't hear of it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Well... I think when I met you, you know what? We forgot to tell our listeners what's special about us. We are actually husband and wife.
Yes, we are.
And so...
And have been for 18 years so far.
Yes, 18 wonderful years. It's amazing how quickly the time flies.
And I guess you would call them the parents of two fur children.
That's right. We have two little chihuahuas, Biggie and Oreo.
Biggie Smalls and Oreo Cookie.
Yes, they're adorable. But let me, did you have another question you wanted to ask me?
Let me go ahead. I want to find out a little bit more about these things that you do at the Art of Life. Who are some of the primary persons that you see in every day in your practice? What sorts of people actually come to you for your help, for help and guidance, coaching, and the like?
I have a wide variety of clients, and what I love about my practice is that my clients end up being what I would call an extended family. So I have worked with everyone from CEOs from the Fortune 500 to, I would say, students getting into college. I work with real estate developers, and I also work with real estate investors. In addition to that, I also have a number of real estate brokers that I work with on an ongoing basis. I'm happy to say that not only do I support them in having the art of feng shui and Chinese astrology, but I also help coach them during time frames in which things get a little difficult.
Fascinating. That's amazing. So in other words, you're kind of like the support staff for all these high-level investors and developers and even just regular old folk who have children and families that are that may be sending them to college, et cetera, and facing the challenges of health or other things every single day.
Actually, I do. And what I love about my work is that people feel compelled to make, people feel compelled to share things with me that they normally wouldn't share with anyone. And so I am what you would call the keeper of secrets when it comes to supporting my clients. And I also do have a confidentiality clause inside of our contract so that they are more comfortable. Because I can tell you that most people don't wake up and say, oh, I think I'm going to get some feng shui today. Usually, in working with my clients, they have usually exhausted all different avenues and resources in order to get help. Or they have a friend that I've been working with, and they'll get referred because they notice that their friend is having this amazing life, and they're not.
Wow. So a lot of your work comes from referrals of successful clients.
Yes, it does. A majority of them. But then I also have students who also refer their friends and family because, you know, doctors don't work on themselves. And so usually if they have a family member or somebody that they work closely with, they'll usually refer them.
Wow, fascinating. So you have students. Does that mean you're teaching classes? Where do you teach classes at?
Well, you know, I have taught classes for a number of years. I'm also an expert in physiognomy, which is the art and science of Chinese face reading.
Wow.
And so I have been teaching that course at Cerritos College for the last 20 years.
Fascinating. Do you have other locations that you also teach?
I do. As a matter of fact, I think we'll talk about that a little later because I think that you're trying to get out of answering my questions.
No.
So here's my next question. And this is really interesting. Did you really sell jewelry to the Irvines? Well, not only the Irvines,
Warmingtons,
and other Orange County families while you were 10 and 11 years old?
Oh, yes. Oh, that brings back quite a few memories.
Who are the Irvines?
So the family, the Joan Irvine family, the Warmington, the Builders, and several others, of the Covingtons, many of the families. So, let me backtrack a minute. So growing up in Orange County here, my father, who had been a salesman on the road all of his career, had saved his money, decided to move to Orange County because he wanted to open his very own business. And he did. He opened, at that time, what was called a catalog showroom. Now, some of you that are internet savvy may have never even heard of such a thing. But in the old days, prior to the internet, there was a thing called a catalog. Some of you may have even heard of the Sears catalog. My father opened a catalog showroom in Orange County.
So what does this showroom actually have other than the catalog?
So the catalog is a whole host of products and things you can purchase. It would be today's Amazon. Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So, but you can touch it.
But you can actually go into it, and you can actually look at the things that are there to buy. And so we did. We had this catalog showroom, and so we carried jewelry and stereos and television sets and luggage, and we carried blenders and toasters and all knickknacks and giftware and just anything you could possibly imagine right there.
What was the name of the store?
The name of the store was R.M. Abrams, and it was located in the town, a city of Costa Mesa.
So what does R.M. stand for?
Robert M. Abrams.
Is the M stand for Max?
No, it does not. It stood for Matthew, my father's middle name.
Oh, okay. So R.M. Abrams.
Right, and so we were there for 30 years in the town of Costa Mesa, and our little showroom was located at where today's Triangle Square in Costa Mesa is located. We were in the middle of the block on Newport Boulevard, And I grew up there. So you were talking about selling jewelry over the counter to the family. So
yes.
As a young man there, my father would bring me down every weekend, literally every weekend from the time I was about 10 years old. And I used to take these catalogs and tear out catalog pages. And he would pay us like a dime a box. So I would spend the whole day tearing out pages of the back of the catalogs and putting the catalogs away. Later, when I got my driver's license, I used to take cases of catalogs out and deliver them to all the new housing and all the developments in Irvine and Costa Mesa, Newport Beach. But back to the story at hand. Yes, when I was 10, 11 years old, my father would put me behind the jewelry counter. And I would be behind the jewelry counter, and I would be meeting the families and the members of the families and the families of Orange County. And they would come up, and they would be looking at beautiful little things and behind the counter at the jewelry counters. And I would be there just 10 or 11 years old, just barely looking over the counters. And I would hold up the earrings or the bracelet or the watch to the ladies, for example, and I'd say, "Oh, these earrings bring out the beauty in your eyes. They bring out the color in your hair. Oh, that just brings your rosiness of your cheeks out with the sparkle of these diamond earrings or diamond ring or whichever." So I had started off early on in life selling jewelry and things to the locals in Orange County.
Well, I can imagine how charming you were at 11 and 12 years old.
So then I learned how to upsell really early in life, because I'd always say, "By the way, this watch would just go lovely with those earrings." So anyway, that was a really fun and exciting time for an 11-year-old kid.
Well, I think that that set the foundation for your life as a salesperson.
Absolutely. So when my father had retired back in the early 80s, I had gone to school and studied accounting and finished up a bachelor's and then went on to get an MBA. But I was always had a passion for working with the public and working with people, period. Mm-hmm. So I've remained in the sales arena all my entire life, pretty much.
Well, I can appreciate your sales skills, because you are the co-founder of The Art of Life, and I can say that you have really helped us expand as a business. And I want to say that it's really wonderful working with family and people that you can trust to say and do the right things.
Why, thank you, Dr. Woods. And it's such a pleasure and honor to be a part of The Art of Life. And speaking of The Art of Life, we understand you have a brand new, a new plan, a new goal, and calling it a brand new, the Institute of Asian Metaphysics. Tell us about that, Dr. Woods.
As I had shared earlier, that I'm trained in the five arts. And so I realized early on after my visit to China that more and more people need to be trained in the different arts. And so the Institute of Asian Metaphysics is the premier school for people that are interested in learning the five arts, not only just feng shui and Chinese metaphysics, but a number of different courses that are normally only offered in the Asian countries, such as in Singapore, Kuala Lumpur, China, also Japan. And so we have very unique classes that we are going to be offering under the umbrella of Asian metaphysics. As a matter of fact, my doctorate is in Asian metaphysics, and Max, I believe that your doctorate is also in Asian metaphysics.
Absolutely, in fact. Thank you so much.
So how did that happen that you got a doctorate in Asian metaphysics?
Oh, it was a really exciting time to study the art of Asian metaphysics with Dr. Woods in her school. So I was able to go along and help and consult, and I've been on consultations, and it was a fascinating hands-on practice to earn my doctorate.
Well, I can tell you that it was a joy for me to have you in my classes, supporting me, and then also helping students with their homework and answering questions. And, you know, we spend a lot of time together, and having you as a consulting partner has been more than I could possibly have imagined.
And the level of expertise, depth of knowledge that you bring to the table, I just am overwhelmed and overjoyed every single day.
So, Max, I have a couple more questions because I'm finding this really fascinating because I'm learning more and more. Even though we have been married 18 years, I'm always amazed at the things that I learn every day from you. And so I want to ask you, what kind of things have you been doing since your father retired from the business?
Well, thanks, Dr. Woods. And again, interestingly enough, that when we had first originally met back in 2000, I was actually involved with a company that was bringing out the very first internet shopping malls.
Oh, that's right.
And so while being a little bit tech savvy, a little bit computer literate, in fact, having built my very first or second, third websites back in the 90s, I came along in the 2000, I ran across a company that had a company that was publicly traded in the stock markets, and they had actually had internet malls available for sale and purchase that you could refer friends, family, and others to. And at the time, I had owned a couple of these malls, and it was a lot of fun, and it was exciting. And my primary forte has been in sales, and it's been in money raising. So
I understand that in the process of money raising, that you have been a stockbroker, a mortgage professional, and a real estate broker. As a matter of fact, currently you hold a broker's license in real estate.
Yes, I do. Thanks, Dr. Woods. And again, it's been a fascinating ride for me. I've truly enjoyed every day. I've had experiences working with companies that wanted to go public that were raising money. I've been in the venture capital business. I've been in the retail brokerage business. I've been in the commodities business. I've had a great deal of fun in some of my exciting private stuff. Was in such example as Go Public Now. It was a company. We were raising millions of dollars and helping to take companies public via the internet. And later down the road, again, raising money for a company that did the prepaid cellular phones and bank cards, the original prepaid debit cards, whereby you could put money under the cards, have your paycheck deposited, and use those cards just like you would any other Visa or MasterCard. A fascinating industry indeed.
Well, it sounds like you are quite the early adapter. So let me ask you a question, and I think that we'll conclude with this. Where do you see yourself in 2020?
Great question, Dr. Woods. Right now, there are some exciting technologies being unleashed around the world, and with the art of life and the Institute of Asian Metaphysics, along with the Abrams Group of Companies, we see some exciting things ahead. Right now, currently working with a health and wellness group, and we are currently working to bring stem cell therapies to the aging population in Orange County right now, as we speak. We expect that to be huge in the next decade, and so we're right here on the cutting edge of it. And anticipate that being a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and a great benefit to our local communities here.
Well,
and thank you.
I'm excited that we're going to be working with stem cell technology because I can tell you that as a baby boomer, and I can also tell you that in our practice at the Art of Life Institute, there are two reasons that people call us the most for. One is finance. The second one is health, and the final one is romance. And so when it comes to health, I know in working with my clients that are, I would say, wealthy, is that they tend to take better care of themselves because their biggest worry is that they'll have health issues as they get older, because they know that they can make more money. But health, if you don't have that, it's difficult to make money.
Wow, fascinating, Dr. Woods, and thank you so much for that. So, speaking of future endeavors, where do you see yourself in 2020?
Well, I see myself and also the business just expanding globally. I really feel that right now, with all the technology we have available to us, that the ability to share what we do has no boundaries. I look forward to having clients in Australia, New Zealand, also in South America, in Canada. Right now we have clients, I do believe, in 5 countries, but I want to expand that so that people have the ability to have what our tagline is, which is to live artfully. And so it's been really wonderful being interviewed by you, Max. And I'm also really excited about the fact that we're going to be able to help so many people. I'm really dedicated to allowing people to have what they want in their life. And one of the things in expanding the company globally is that we'll be able not only to change lives and make a difference.
Dr. Woods, I can't thank you enough for all that you've inspired us to be and become. And I know that, and I know from working with you, as well as being married to you, that you have been a giver to people all your life. One of the biggest hearts, one of the kindest souls, and a person who truly makes a difference. In fact, before we end up, please share with the audience a bit about all the wonderful community works that you do each and every single week. I lose track. I know there's the Rotary Club, there's the Chamber, there's several other organizations. Tell the audience more about all your public service, please.
My parents instilled in me to give back to the community. I grew up middle class. And even though I was middle class, my parents always said that there was always somebody that had less than you and you needed to support them. And so in my lifetime, I've dedicated to probably about, I received a Lifetime Achievement Award from the White House for the 4,000 volunteer hours that I've done in my life. And so I was really honored to receive that. But I'm also a member of Rotary International and locally here at the Irvine Rotary. In addition to that, I'm also an ambassador for the Irvine Chamber. The Irvine Chamber is probably one of the largest chambers in Southern California, and I do believe that it is also the largest chamber. I think they're ranked number 12 in the nation. And so, to support the city of Irvine expanding, I want to say economically, but also I would say influential, I'm happy to represent them and be an ambassador. And I love my work that I'm doing with Rotary because it's a global community. And that's one of my goals I said before in 2020 is to expand globally.
Fascinating. Absolutely marvelous. Marvelous work. So you're not only doing ribbon cuttings for local businesses, but participating in the Global Village event every year in Irvine. And you're doing a little hobnobbing there at the City of Irvine's Chamber of Commerce, as I recall, and helping to swear in new mayors and new council members and everything. So Dr. Woods, it's truly a fascinating pleasure. A great honor to be able to interview you today. We really enjoyed meeting you. I know that everybody out there will take a great deal more along with them on their journey as they continue in life, thanks to you, Dr. Janet Woods.
Well, thank you, Max, and I want our audience to know that I'm not doing it alone, that you accompany me to all of my events, and you are an active participant as well. I know you're trying to be humble, but you are also at my side all the time. So I want to thank you for being a great partner, a great husband, a great dad to our little doggies. And it's been a pleasure being interviewed by you. And I really love the idea that StoryCorp gives us an opportunity to share who we are to the rest of the world.
So, and in closing, live from the Orange County and the OC StoryCorp headquarters, this has been Dr. Max Abrams and Dr. Janet Woods signing off and wishing you all the greatest and best in health, wealth, prosperity, and happiness. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.